This is the Tiger 102.75.
A deputy inspector of Saiburi Police Station in Pattani was seriously injured in a gun ambush while returning home from a trip to Yala with his wife and two daughters. An unknown gunman hiding on the roadside opened fire on the family car in Saiburi District, only 300 metres from their home, at about 9 p.m. on Saturday night. 10 shots were fired. Bullets hit his kneecap and other bullets grazed his hip. His 29-year-old wife and children, aged 2 years and 3 months, were unharmed. Police suspect the attack was part of an ongoing unrest in the southern border province, in which state officials are regularly targeted. Residents along both sides of the Moy River in Taksmai Sot District were warned of flash floods yesterday as the river was rising close to the red alert level near the first Thai Myanmar Friendship Bridge. Earlier, the Weather Bureau had warned residents in Upper Thailand of possible flooding on Saturday and Sunday, triggered by Tropical Storm Babinka. The storm has moved from Upper Thailand into Myanmar. Rivers and canals in several provinces have been swollen by days of heavy downpours, and many households and farmlands face the threat of flooding. A Bangkok taxi driver has been arrested for allegedly stealing two luxury wristwatches worth 170,000 baht and then abandoning them at a bus stop. The cabbie had been prosecuted back in November 2015 for a similar crime and is wanted for another theft committed on August the 6th this year. Anon has reportedly confessed to having stolen the wristwatches, which he then passed on to an accomplice who sold the watches off for 175,000 baht to a customer in Changwatana area. Anon said he pocketed 130,000 and gave the remaining 45,000 to his accomplice. Anon's been charged with theft. And a male Chinese tourist who was ignoring red flags has drowned at Khao Rasha yesterday. The 32-year-old was travelling to Phuket with his family. They'd arrived on Friday. The four were waiting for a boat to head back to Phuket, but decided to go for a swim first, where the red flags were on the beach. The four of them were pulled out of the surf, but Mr. Zhang was later pronounced dead. Khao San Road vendors say they're going to resort to civil disobedience from Monday if Bangkok authorities don't allow them to sell their wares during daylight hours. This from one of the leaders of the Khao San Road Vendors Association. She says, "We will defy the order and set out our stalls at the usual time." The vendors are also planning to march to the capital city hall today to seek permission to sell their wares during the day. The Bangkok Metropolitan Administration has banned street vendors from trading during daylight since August the 1st, though the BMA is coming up with a new regulation to allow trading from 4 p.m. to midnight. Vendors at present can only conduct their business from 6 p.m. They say it's just not good enough. The government's expected to try and appease the southern region by approving a 200 million baht budget during mobile cabinet meetings in Renang and Chumphon province. Provinces likely to see the windfalls include Phuket. One of the projects likely to receive a large share of the windfall is a Thailand Riviera initiative. A spokesperson said that General Prayut earlier didn't plan to visit the south, but said the general changed his mind because recent problems such as low rubber prices have undermined the military government's popularity in the southern region, which has typically been supportive of the military government. Sounds like there might be an election on the way. And narcotics police have seized 14.8 million, that's right, nearly 15 million methamphetamine pills hidden in a container at a warehouse in the Bang Pa In district of the central province of Ayutthaya. Police say that the huge drug haul was contained in 1,700 fruit boxes, each containing 200,000 methamphetamine pills. Police say the warehouse was used as a distribution centre to deliver the drugs to customers in central provinces. No one's been arrested at this stage. The investigation continues.